It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
That is correct. I am super lucky to have David from Leao in the studio with me. Kia ora, David. How are you? Oh, I've got the wrong mic on. There we go. I can't see in the light.
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be home.
Yeah, it's great to have you home. You guys have been touring overseas over the last...
like 3 and a bit weeks.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that. How's that been?
Crazy. The lots to describe it as, but it was a very successful trip and very full on. But I think we did a pretty good job of trying to find a little bit of rest and enjoyment in between all the playing.
Yeah, good. Have you done much kind of traveling over that way before?
That was besides our bassist, Navar, who's traveled to Europe before. This was everyone except Navar's first time to Europe.
Cool.
So it was crazy sort of cultural experience, sort of classic case of like you don't really get a sense of home until you leave it.
Mm.
So it was interesting going to places like London and Brighton and then even Scandinavia and being like, oh, wow, there's like things that's sort of similar but just starkly different.
Interesting. Yeah, I think also, I don't know, I feel like with London as well, like it's quite a common trajectory for people from, I don't know, at least Tamaki. I know a lot of people have moved over to London, so I can imagine some kind of spaces where there's some crossover there.
Yeah, it was, you know, they really love their music over there. Like it was quite inspiring.
Cool.
Being amongst audiences and peers who just want to be around music all the time. And, you know, London being so humongous, just like people coming from the other side of town, you know, 30 kilometres just to come to a gig.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was cool. It was, and, you know, it was funny, our first, like, couple of days in Brighton, we didn't, the only people that we were encountering were other Kiwis, which was like people who had moved here like 2-3 years ago.
Amazing.
I'm like, oh my gosh, where's all the locals?
I feel like that's such a thing though. You like all congregate without even like realizing it. It happens in Australia as well. Like everyone's just, I don't know, they're like, oh, I'm going to make Australian friends. No, you're going to stick with the Kiwis. Yeah, classic.
Such a testament to how we manifest community.
Totally. Oh, well, you've picked some really awesome tracks today and I'm really excited to play them and talk about them. We're going to start with one from The Young Lovers.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called Mitiu Folinga. Beautiful. Let's hit it.
Oh,
One thing I hate about this segment is talking over music. This is The Young Lovers, Miti Oufulinga, and I'm joined by David from Leao in the studio. David, talk to me a little bit about why you selected this track.
So I chose this one. The Young Lovers are a very, very cherished band in Leao. We all love the Young Lovers. But they were a sort of a key reference to our most recent single, La Lele, in terms of trying to think of a sort of classic Samoan composition, sort of bringing it in the modern age. And I feel like the Young Lovers are such a great sort of intermediary between classic Samoan pop music and what we do, because there are Samoans that were born in Samoa, but they all grew up here in Auckland. So they have a bit of a more modern take on their production, which is really nice. They're a really big influence on how we do our sanguine stuff between me, Larson, and Rahana. So, yeah. And I love this song. This might have been maybe the first song I ever came across from the Young Lovers. But
yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I mean, I think what's really beautiful about this segment is, like, you really get insight into, you know, those bands or artists that you guys as a band, as Leao, really gravitate towards and bond over, or maybe kind of are quite influential. I guess when you think about formative music to your guys' relationship with music, does the Young Lovers or Samoan music really sit at the forefront of that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like, during a lot of the sessions that we've sat down together to think about new songs, we always spend maybe the whole session, if not a couple hours, just listening to music. And more often than not, it's like a whole hour of just listening to Samoan music, sifting through a whole bunch of albums, just trying to find something that will spark an inspiration, perhaps.
That's so beautiful. I think, you know, it's such a great way to, like, get into the mindset of creating as well, to, you know, like, just really get into the zone and, you know, have music like that to set you in place. Yeah. Oh, good. We've got another track from you. This one is from Te Ngāti Wen. It's called A Mi Dinim Ehaf Solan. I hope I did okay at that.
Sound pretty good.
Got a thumbs up from you. I'll take it.
Samoan
guy. I'll take it. I'll take it. All right, you're on BFM. This is A Mi Dinim Ehaf Solan by Te Ngāti Wen. You're listening to What's Cooking on BFM with David from Leao. David, you were telling me a little bit off air, but would you be able to share with our listeners why you selected this track today?
Yeah, so I chose this song because during our recent touring with Te Nariwin, this is the song that they would soundcheck with. This would be their first song they'd soundcheck with. And, you know, we would arrive a little later to the time that Te Nariwin would load in and soundcheck. So by the time we arrived, just being welcomed into these constant venues was so grounding and so welcoming. And, you know, after that experience of being with Te Nariwin again, it's just like a fond little memory to sort of pay homage to that time that they shared with us.
Yeah, beautiful. Like a little keepsake. I don't know. I feel like, I guess, if I don't know. It's not an experience that everyone's really, I guess, familiar with, but sound checking before a gig, particularly like a band like this, which you can just like imagine how great they'd be live. I guess that like kind of first experience of hearing that live in the sound check must have been like, oh my God, this is where I am. This is like, we're really doing this.
Yeah, and it was quite grounding, and, you know, we had so many nerves leading up to joining them in Scandinavia. But that first show in Denmark at their National Concert Hall, just hearing that, hearing the song sort of just put a lot of our nerves to ease. Like, it just felt like we were at home again, which is real interesting because they're performing and playing from a completely different context to us, but still feeling like home. Something that I'll probably keep thinking about for a while.
Yeah, that's so special. You can find a bit of home anywhere and from anything.
What's it, a classic, you know, Ruby makes a whole bunch of t-shirts. Like, well, everywhere you go, there you are.
Exactly.
Shout out Ruby.
We've got one last track from you today. This one's from Yellow Magic Orchestra. Was super stoked to see this one. This is Rydeen. You're on 95 BFM. This is Rydeen by Yellow Magic Orchestra. David, talk to me a little bit about why you selected this track today.
I listened to this a lot whilst we were traveling across Scandinavia with Te Nariwin. And, you know, been a Yellow Magic Orchestra fan for years and years. Recently discovered that a lot of their amazing live performances had been remastered and delivered to DSPs. So was listening to that and then just went down the rabbit hole of listening to all my favorite Yellow Magic Orchestra songs again.
Awesome. Yeah, I also did read somewhere as well that Japanese music has been quite a significant influence for Leao. And I read that also it was like a dream for you guys to record an album in Japan at some point.
Yeah, that's... across, you know, independently, all four of us in Leao have had our sort of influences and sort of moments of just listening to a lot of underground old Japanese music.
Mm.
One in particular that we all sort of connected through is Les Rallies de Nudes.
Oh yeah.
Who, sort of like a pioneer in sort of like kraut rock, noise rock music in the mid 70s.
Cool.
But all of us were big fans of Ruichi Sakamoto, who was the keyboardist. This guy does a lot of things in the Magic Orchestra. But yeah, there's, you know, we love Japanese music, and I think it would be such a cool milestone in Liao's journey to actually go to Japan and record a record.
Totally. Yeah, no, awesome. It's such a great selection. It's been so awesome chatting today. You, of course, have released your latest single, La Lele, which we've been loving here on BFM. Without, you know, giving too much away, anything in the pipelines for Liao that you guys are excited to get into post-Europe touring?
Get this album done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Samoa tapes. Yeah, really been a long time coming, having this project finally be in its sort of end stage. And, you know, I think it's perfect sort of speaking about this over Rydeen, because we've already started demoing the next project, and it's very much on this sort of buzz.
Oh, awesome.
Superhero vibes.
Awesome. Oh, I'm excited to hear that. That's going to be awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much, David. You selected some really awesome tracks, and it's been such a pleasure chatting.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Of course. We're going to play La Lele by Liao. You can also buy it on Bandcamp and where all good music is found. This is Liao. You're on 95BFM.
was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.